Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here, and welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hoping you guys had a great weekend. Now, just wanted to share a couple things with you before we get to today's devotional. First, I just wanted to mention that in the last couple of weeks, we've been in the top 100 for Apple Podcasts in the Christian category in the country of Nigeria. And you know, honestly, it's always a surprise when we pop up on a chart in, well, frankly, in any country. And so, you know, I just wanted to give a special shout out to any of our listeners listening from Nigeria. Thank you so much for helping us make the charts. And you know, while we're on the topic, I just want to say a special thank you to all of the listeners of the Daily Sabbath Podcast. I'm just so thankful that you guys listen to the podcast. And just wanted to remind you, if you would like to support the podcast, if this is something that you feel like has been a blessing to you, there's three main ways that you can support us. One is to share an episode with somebody. The number one way that people find out about podcasts still today is through word of mouth. And so if you could share this podcast with somebody or even share it out on your social media, on Instagram or Facebook, that would mean so, so much to us. The second way is by giving us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts or even Spotify. And so, you know, one of the kind of the big news items in the podcast world this past week is that Apple actually shared some information about how they rank podcasts on their charts. And so, you know, we've kind of always known, but we now have confirmation from Apple that one of the main factors is these ratings and reviews. And so if you're listening through Apple Podcasts, iTunes, if you could just take a moment to give us a rating and a review, it would actually be a huge help in trying to rank up the podcast. And the third way I think you could support the podcast is to leave us a message, right? If you could share your comments and your questions by actually recording a voice message, I just think that it makes the podcast so much better and so much richer if we can actually share your voice on the podcast. And so if you go to dailysabbath.com, I've made it even easier. There's a floating button right there at the bottom of the page. You can just click it and record a message or leave a question or just let us know that you're listening and I will share your recording on the show and give you a shout out. And so just thank you ahead of time for any way that you are supporting this podcast. All right, and so this week is the final week of Women's History Month. And so we are blessed to be able to have two more guest devotionals this week from two godly women. Now, today's guest devotional is from Amy Hafner. She is the founder of The Soar Journal. Some of you guys might remember I interviewed Amy last year about the Soar Bible study method. And so I'll link that episode in the episode description today. But Amy has a great devotional for us today from the book of 1 Samuel. And so without further ado, here is our guest devotional for today from Amy Hafner.
Hi, this is Amy Hafner, founder of The Soar Journal, thankful to share a devotional with you for Women's History Month. Today, I'll be reading from 1 Samuel 25:23, which says, "When Abigail saw David, she hurried and got down from the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed low to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, 'On me alone, my Lord, be the guilt. Please let your servant speak in your ears and hear the words of your servant.'" First Samuel 25 begins with the future king of Israel, David, hiding in the wilderness of Paran. He comes upon a very large herd of goats, sheep, and shepherds owned by a wealthy man named Nabal, who is in another city attending to business. In this time, it was common for men to have their animals stolen, so David decides to offer them protection. David later sends greetings of peace to Nabal and asks for food for his men. Nabal's response is nothing short of offensive, which prompts David to have 400 of his men strap on their swords and march straight to Nabal's home. But in our verse today, we meet Abigail, Nabal's wife. She is described as discerning and beautiful. Her name means father's joy or cause of joy. Abigail hears of what her husband's response was to David's request, and she intervenes. Gathering large amounts of food and wine, she rides on a donkey to meet David on the road, where she falls before him and says, "On me alone, my Lord, be the guilt." Oh, Abigail, humble, pure, and extremely discerning. She stands in the gap between a man, her husband, whose name literally means fool, and a very, very angry future king of Israel. On her, there was no blame, but she decided to take all the blame to save her household and to honor the future king. She goes on to say in verse 28, "Please forgive the trespasses of your servant, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord. And evil shall not be found in you so long as you live." And David's response, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. Blessed be your discretion, and blessed be you who have kept me this day from blood guilt and from working salvation with my own hands." And then he says to her, "Go up in peace to your house. See, I have obeyed your voice, and I have granted your petition." So what can we learn from Abigail? Some very godly qualities. Number one, wisdom. The servants of her household actually looked for Abigail after Nabal's response to the king's men. They knew Nabal's response was not good, but they knew Abigail had discerning wisdom. She had a way of knowing when to speak, when not to speak, and most importantly, what to say. Number two, humility. If I'm being honest, every time I read this story, there is a part of me that says, just get out of King David's way. Let him take care of this foolish man. But Abigail knew that this short-term solution would have long-term consequences. Everyone in her household would be affected, and so would the future king. Israel, her people, would also be affected by this act. Abigail goes out to fight for God's way, the right way. And how she does it? She falls to her knees. She falls on her face and takes the blame. Number three, patience. Abigail had patience in her marriage. She was literally married to a mean, angry fool. And still, she found ways to love him with a patient heart. Now, this story doesn't end with Abigail and David's conversation. It goes on to say, the next day, she tells Nabal what she has done to save her household. And the scripture said, his heart died with him, and he became a stone. And about 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal and he died. And what does David do? He asks Abigail to be his bride. And she says, "Behold, your handmaid is a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." So today's reflection, how do we grow in wisdom, humility, and patience? Wisdom? Well, for me, it's reading God's word, reading my Bible daily, and not just reading it, but actually letting it soak into me and doing what it says. Also, godly counsel. For me, that looks like always consulting with my husband, and I have two other women who I'm asking guidance when situations arise. Humility. Well, our flesh is not humble. I love Philippians 2:3, which says, "Do not try to prove you are better than others. Do not be proud of yourselves, but be humble. Think of others as being better than yourselves." Now, this isn't a way of putting yourself down, but rather bringing others up. Ask, "How can I serve with gentleness in every situation?" And patience. As a mom of three young boys, I have constant opportunities to test my patience. Prayer grows my patience. And you know what else? Being a really good listener, not just hearing what others have to say, but actually listening and responding with kindness.
The closing song for this episode is performed by Ben Clement. You'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. For more Daily Sabbath content, please follow us on Instagram at Daily Sabbath.
You're alive in me. Where can I find you, Lord? Because you're all I need right now. On my knees I lay my life down, because I'm learning to crawl, then I'm learning to walk, then I'm learning to run to you, and I'm learning to reach, and I'm learning to fall, and I'm learning to learn it all again. Lord, you have the power to move mountains. Lord, you are the one I find peace in. So please take the pain away, because you're all I need right now. On my knees I lay my life down, because I'm learning to crawl, then I'm learning to walk, then I'm learning to run to you, and I'm learning to reach, and I'm learning to fall, and I'm learning to learn it all again. Because I'm learning to crawl, then I'm learning to walk, then I'm learning to run to you, and I'm learning to reach, and I'm learning to fall, and I'm learning to learn it all again. Take me back. Hold me now, I need you, I need you. Take me back, hold me now, I need you, Lord. Because I'm learning to grow, and I'm learning to walk, then I'm learning to run to you, and I'm learning to reach, and I'm learning to fall, and I'm learning to learn it all again. 'Cause I'm learning to grow, then I'm learning to walk, and then I'm learning to run to you, to reach, and learning to fall, and learning to learn it all again. 'Cause I'm learning to crawl, and then I'm learning to walk, and then I'm learning to run to you, and I'm learning to you're all I need right now.